If you're a cleaning business owner and want to build a team of reliable, hardworking staff, but are unsure of where these unicorns are at, well, I put together a free course that shows you how to find, hire, and retain these superstar cleaners, plus how to hire virtual assistants. So if that's up your alley, head over to loganscleaningco.com/recruiting course, and you can access the course absolutely free, and there's no opt-in required. So hope you enjoy, and now back to the show. How to build a culture of competitive greatness by identifying core values. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
Man, I learned this lesson the hard way. And it was one day Katie was sitting across the kitchen table from me, and she had tears in her eyes. And I just like had that feeling inside of me that she had something to share, and I knew it wasn't good. I could tell something was eating her up, and I pressed her, right? I don't shy away from those conversations, and that slight tear, it escalated into a confession. She told me she wanted to shut down the cleaning company. Now, this wasn't the first time that she told me that she wanted to shut down the cleaning company, but this time I could tell, like, she said it with conviction. Like, she was like, I do not want to be part of this anymore. And the reason was because that morning we had woke up and we had 6 cleaning techs on our team, and we were making progress and things were moving right along. And then by the end of that day, we only had 2. And so, it was very frustrating, and the frustration, it started out by us directing it outward, right? At first we looked outward and we were blaming the cleaners. We blamed the group of people who left us, again, high and dry. We started to blame them, and we wanted to escape. And I'm sure that some of these feelings might feel familiar. But we let time pass. And the further we got away from that moment, additional options began to appear. And instead of looking outward and blaming, we started looking inward. And we realized that it wasn't the 4 cleaners who were the problem. It was us. We were just hiring warm bodies. Anybody we could get to work for us, and that they could work a vacuum and they could work a mop, like, they were in, right? We hired quickly. And so why were we surprised when they exited just as quick? So instead of deciding to quit, we did make a decision to build something that lasts, to change how we did things, because what we did before was clearly not working. And so we, at that moment, we had an opportunity and we took it to design a culture of greatness, right? At that point, we had nothing to lose. We're starting back almost at square one again. Like, why don't we just do something that's cool, right? Why don't we just build an army, like, who would actually die for the mission? Why don't we actually create a standard of what this company stands for and how we do business? And it starts with us holding ourselves to the standard. And then we can hold everybody else to that standard as well. And like most things that are good, it wasn't going to be easy. But the question was, would it be worth it? And so we decided it was worth it. And it was in that moment that we decided to design our culture, and we decided to design this company. And because of that, like in this moment right now, we have 12 full-time cleaners. Right, we have 1 full-time salesperson, we have 3 full-time office staff, and our revenue went from at that moment doing about $20,000 a month to, again, now we're doing about $70,000 a month, and we're netting about 25% to 30%. You want to know how? Because we built this culture of competitive greatness. And so there were 6 big changes that we implemented in that moment. So I know the answer to this, but are you guys interested in seeing those 6 changes? Can we get some thumbs up? Can we get the chat going here? Yeah. All right. Let's do it. So, number 1, mission, right? We actually created a mission. Like, what is our company doing? What does it stand for? Why are we in business? And what we came up with is, like, our mission is to provide a consistent cleaning experience for the Bozeman community through our fast communication and ability to act quickly, right? That's our mission. The next thing that we created were core values, right? And so these core values, we've actually iterated these core values many, many times, right? And so this is not our first draft. This is more like our 10th draft. And so right now our core values are consistent, service, communication, flexible, accountable, growing, and integrity, right? Those seven core values is what we look for. And that's what we are. And so that's what we look for and people who we bring on to our company, right? And so anytime we're in any sort of situation and we're not sure of the answers, we look to these as being our foundation in those. When we get great questions, these core values give us a clear answer. We create what I call a mascot. So if you guys have ever been part of a sports team or you guys have a favorite sports team, like, every team has a mascot, right? Whether it's professional football, let's say you like the Green Bay Packers, let's say like the Denver Broncos, right? And you become a Broncos fan, you become a Packers fan. Maybe you like basketball. Maybe you like the Chicago Bulls. Maybe you like the Los Angeles Lakers. Or maybe if we look at an example of schools, right? So every single one of you guys went to a school, right? Whether it's a high school, whether it's a college. And so, like, I went to Montana State University. Our mascot was the Bobcats. And so thinking about that is, like, when you identify, like, oh yeah, I'm a Bobcat fan. And so when we took that concept, when we put it into our cleaning business, and we created what's called the Sparkle Bosses, right? So all the people who come onto our team, they're Sparkle Bosses. We create a Sparkle Boss. And so being able to create an identity that someone can, they can, like, take themselves and they can say, okay, well, maybe I'm not as consistent as I'd like to be. Maybe I am not as flexible and adaptable in my previous life or in my real life. But when I'm working as a cleaner, when I'm on shift, all of a sudden I show integrity. I show consistency, right? I'm able to identify as a different person when I'm in this lane. And so that has been really powerful because it gives people an opportunity to change and to grow, because at the end of the day, it's like, that's what we're all about, is about change, about changing and growing. And so finding a mascot and that people can identify with and call themselves that is really powerful. And then we created a manifesto, right? So this manifesto, it adds a second element of when you create your mascot, and it weaves in the core values, and someone can take this and be like, okay, again, you can use this as an opportunity to get people inspired. You can use it as when somebody's out in the field and they make a mistake per se, and you say, okay, well, what does Sparkle Boss do in this situation? How does Sparkle Boss fix this situation, right? And so instead of you feeling like you're a micromanager, you can say, what does Sparkle Boss do? Well, Sparkle Boss would take 100% ownership, right? So the moment that you have a tech that starts to blame, it's like, hey, like, will the Sparkle Boss blame this in this situation, or will the Sparkle Boss take ownership in the situation, right? And so you're able to use it as a coaching mechanism, and you're able to help somebody grow without pointing fingers at them. So it helps you as a coach, and it helps them as somebody who's receiving feedback. Okay. So the manifesto can be inspiring. It can also be a great tool for you to use as coaching. And this is one of my favorite quotes. This is actually by my boy, Alex. And he said, we need to be reminded more than we need to be taught. So a lot of times it's not about doing new and shiny things. It's just doing the boring work over and over and over again. And so you guys have all heard about missions. You guys have all heard about core values, right? You guys have all heard potentially about mascots and manifestos. Okay. However, this is the key right here. Okay. It starts when someone first interacts with your company. And so on our job description, when somebody applies to work for us, like, you'll see it on here. Like, it shows, what are we looking for? We're looking for somebody who's consistent. We're looking for somebody who's service-based, someone who's got good communication skills, someone who's flexible, someone's accountable, someone's growing, someone who's got integrity. Like, we show that from the very, very beginning. And so we attract people who are drawn into that, and we repel so many people who are like, oh my gosh, like, all right, this company sounds like they want me to actually work. They actually want me to grow. They actually want me to reach my potential, right? And so that pushes a lot of people away, but the person who's attracted to that, like, oh my gosh, I don't see this when I apply for other jobs. Like, this is really, really cool. And all of a sudden it becomes an opportunity. Okay. So it starts with a job application, but it doesn't stop there, right? That's just the beginning. And so as soon as somebody says, okay, I want to apply, then we send them an application. And guess what? We talk about core values again on the application. So what is your primary core value? What does reliable being mean to you? Right. And so again, we continue to talk about core values on the application. And then when we're actually interviewing them, guess what we talk about? Talk about integrity. We talk about our core values, right? We talk about flexible, right? We talk about communication. Again, we weave these into the interview process because now we know what we're looking for. We're looking for somebody who embodies these core values. Then they accept the position and we send them paperwork. We send them 4 hours documents. We send them employee non-compete. We send them the handbook, insider handbook. Guess what we talk about? We talk about the core values. So they see it again. Okay. So back to what I talked about before. We need to be reminded more than we need to be taught new things. We have team meetings. When we have team meetings, guess what they see? They see the core values, right? They see that we're consistent. They see that we're service-based. They see that we communicate. They see that we're flexible, we're accountable, we grow, we have integrity. Okay? They see these things every time we have a team meeting. They also see the mission statement. They also see the manifesto, right? These are important things that we're constantly driving these things in. When we have one-on-one meetings with our Sparkle bosses and our team, right? Here's a really cool framework that we work through. Like we talk about wins, we talk about struggles, we talk about goals. Okay. We're actually pouring into them. And so these one-on-ones are one of the most important things you can do with your cleaning techs that you'll do with your salespeople, that you'll do with your recruiter. What it shows that you're coaching them. So as you're pouring into them. And when you're able to actually pour into somebody, they can grow and they feel like they're part of something bigger than just a position, than just a job. Okay. So this is another great way to build culture is actually have one-on-ones, like get to know them. Right. And it's not like, let me tell you about how my weekend was, but like, what are you working on? What books are you reading? Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing to grow your income? Like, you were making this much money. You told me you wanted to, like, you're only making $600 or $700 a week. You told me you wanted to be making $800, $900, $1,000 a week. Like, what's going on? Right? So it's your opportunity to hold someone accountable, to show them love. Okay. One-on-one meetings, so important. So another thing that we do, okay, is we do scorecards. So scorecards give the cleaning technicians, gives them opportunity to see exactly how they're doing, right? And so we show them what makes a 5-star cleaner. Okay. We want them to have the opportunity to work at least 28 hours every single week. That to us, like that's like the bottom end of what we consider somebody who is full time. Okay. They show up for all their cleans, right? So if they call out or they say they can't make their clean and it's less than 7 days without giving us notice, like that's a no-no, right? You get docked for that. Like that shows that you're not reliable. It shows that you're not a person of integrity. Okay. If you have client complaints or correction complaints, okay. Obviously, like when you have those things, like something isn't, you didn't follow something part of the process, okay? Or you went too fast, or you weren't detailed enough, okay? Teamwork and communication, like these wrap up the five things that we share with the cleaners every single week. We give them these scorecards, and they see every single week that they are a 4 out of 5, or they're a 3 out of 5, or they're a 5 out of 5, right? So they know exactly how they're doing, and so we show them love through accountability, saying we expect greatness out of you, and right now you're not being great. And so if we have people who are constantly in those 2s, 3s out of 5s, we're talking about those in the one-on-ones, like what's going on? Like, why are you calling out so much? Like, why are you getting so many correction things? Right? How come you're not communicating in the WhatsApp thread? Right? Why aren't you getting full-time hours? So this is where all these things kind of get weaved in together. But the biggest thing you're missing out on when it comes to building a culture of competitive greatness is simply just holding people accountable to what they said they were going to do, right? To having a standard in your business that you actually care for people enough to have a direct conversation to say, you know what, I think you can do better. And I say that out of pure love. And I say that based on data as well. Not just like, I feel like you should do better, but like based on the actual data, like you're only a 3 out of 5. Like, why aren't you a 5 out of 5? Okay. So scorecards are a big one. And then last one, this one is giving people purpose, right? And so when you give people purpose outside of just cleaning, like we serve clients at such a high level that we don't even realize it, right? Like the fact that someone can come home from work, or even if they are at home, maybe doing work, or they're just at home and they're getting their house clean and like they don't have to do anything, like that is so valuable. Like it makes people feel so good, right? It makes like people's physical space like it has a big impact of what they feel up here. And so that's very, very valuable. And then when you partner and you take the next level and you do something like what Clean for a Reason is, which is basically us partnering with a company who we clean cancer patients' homes for free. It makes the cleaners like really inspired. It's like our company stands for more than just making money, right? And so if you guys aren't familiar with Cleaning for a Reason, it is a charity where us as the clean company, we partner with Cleaning for a Reason. And then somebody who is in our community who is dealing with any sort of cancer, they can reach out to Cleaning for a Reason. They can apply. And then we will go and we will clean their home for free. And we will do two cleans, 1 month apart. And yeah, the service is 100% pro bono. So us as a cleaning company, like we eat that cost. Our cleaners get paid. Our clients, their homes get clean. And so that's just part of our charitable giving back to our community. And ultimately though, what it does from a culture standpoint is that it shows the cleaners that we're actually doing something really cool. We're doing something more than just cleaning houses, right? We stand for something bigger. And I'll tell you what, how many people mention that like they love working for us because that we do this partnership with Cleaning for a Reason, how much it impacts them. Like they just like, and they love telling their friends and their family members when they go actually do a Cleaning for a Reason house. Like it's so impactful on the person who cleans the house and also the person who gets the cleaning. So another great way to build culture is, again, stand for something. It doesn't necessarily have to be I Cleaning for a Reason, but if you're doing something for the community, you're doing something bigger than just like making money, man, it's a great way to build your team.